It's back to court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There's another hearing today into the FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home. He's trying to get a judge to approve an independent review of the classified documents taken for executive and attorney-client privilege.
The former president's attorneys saying the notion that presidential records would contain sensitive information should have never been cause for alarm and should not have led to a search of his home.
Now, the Justice Department says no special master is warranted and it could harm national security.
In a stunning allegation, the DOJ says government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, days after President Biden took aim at Trump supporters he calls ultra-MAGA as semi-fascist. He'll make a primetime address to the nation from Philadelphia tonight. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The White House says President Biden will deliver the speech outside of Independence Hall with a focus on the, quote, continued battle for the soul of the nation.
Republicans say it's just a political speech tonight. Texas's Republican governor has angered another Democratic mayor.
Governor Greg Abbott is expanding on his promise to send migrants to sanctuary cities as two busloads arrive in Chicago for the first time. An estimated 100 migrants arrived in the city last night.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Marion Rafferty. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says Abbott lacks humanity. He also sent migrants who came here illegally to Washington and New York in protest of President Biden border policies. A new Democrat is headed to Congress. Mary Peltola won a special election to fill Alaska's House seat for 4 months, beating Republican Sarah Palin. They and a third candidate will face off again in November. Serena Williams will play on, winning again a second-round match at tennis's U.S. Open in New York, which may be her final tournament.
You know, it's no rush here. I'm loving this crowd.
Williams will play in the third round again tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A team of UN inspectors is not deterred by Russian and Ukrainian fighting near that nuclear power plant that team determined to get to today.
Myself and the team, we believe that we can proceed with this. We have a very important mission to accomplish.
Rafael Grossi leads the International Atomic Energy Agency. Russia and Ukraine blame each other for fighting near the plant that's under Russian control and feared to be in danger. The U.S. continues to help Ukraine fend off Russia's invasion.
Defense Department spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the goal in Ukraine remains
to ensure that they have what they need to fight against Russia in their homeland.
General Ryder says that's for the short term and the long term.
It's also ensuring that they have what they need in the future to be able to sustain deterrence and provide for their own protection.
A new U.S. assistance package is expected to include long-range munitions and armored medical transport. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
It's not just migrants who've been surging across the border in the past year and a half. Drug smuggling remains an issue, and Border Patrol has its biggest drug bust in Texas in two decades.
Drug smugglers are out more than $12 million worth of cocaine. This week, Customs and Border Protection announced they made the massive bust on a bridge near Laredo, Texas. The total weight, more than 1,500 pounds, individually wrapped in more than 1,900 packages. Border agents say the smugglers tried to sneak the cocaine across the border in a tractor trailer labeled baby wipes. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, falling futures suggest stocks may drop to start September just like they ended last month. The Dow and the Nasdaq both dropped 4% in August, with more losses yesterday. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.